It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, we want to give a big shout out to our current show sponsors, and that is The Snail Box. Now, The Snail Box, if you've never been to it, is a one-of-a-kind pub and restaurant at Kilmore Moon Cross, north of Ashburn. It's just off the N2. It's known for its mouth-watering food, warm, family-friendly atmosphere, and outdoor seating with breathtaking panoramic views of counties Meath, Dublin, and Louth. The Snail Box is more than just a dining spot. It's an experience. It's one of my favourite places to eat. And I love it because it's a family-run business. The family are there all the time. Philip is a brilliant proprietor, I have to say. He runs a fantastic venue. And they have the most incredible collection of baseball caps. It's very random. But on the roof of the Snail Box, right through the entire restaurant, they have a load of baseball caps. They're actually trying to break a world record for the most amount of baseball caps on public display. So if you happen to be around anywhere in the world, buy a baseball cap, bring it into the Snail Box. They'll give you one in return and, yeah, help them with their collection and their world record attempt. And also, if you are in Emerald Park over the summer months, why not pop along to the Snail Box straight afterwards? It's only 10 minutes from Emerald Park. Bring the kids and have a bite to eat. Anyway, our thanks to the Snail Box for being the current sponsors of the Opinions Matter podcast. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? We were contacted earlier today by one of our listeners reacting to a recent podcast episode where we spoke to a lady called Jennifer. And the podcast is called Exclusive. We talk to a woman who rescued an Indian man after vicious assault. This lady, Jennifer, told us how she happened upon a scene in Kilnamanna on Saturday evening where a man had been beaten to within an inch of his life, and there was an angry crowd around him, and she basically rescued him and got him taken to hospital, and she told the whole story about how this man was attacked for no reason. Now, there was all sorts of rumours going around that he'd exposed himself at a playground and all this shite. None of which was true.
Absolutely.
People tried to justify him being attacked, and there is no justification. So Jennifer told the whole story to us.
But you know what's bizarre, ladies and gentlemen? So that podcast, which is available, you can listen to it on Spotify. It's the second most recent podcast we have. Even after speaking to Jennifer for the guts of 40 minutes and her telling the story firsthand, she was there. Even after telling the story about this Indian man who wasn't in an IPAS centre, he wasn't one of your so-called invaders that you're all obsessed with, he wasn't an unvetted, undocumented man. He was literally, or he is, a professional IT worker that was transferred over by Amazon to do some work in Ireland. Okay? Wasn't, like most of the people giving out about him, he wasn't claiming the dough like most of you guys were that were giving out about him. He didn't expose himself. But even after Jennifer talking to us for half an hour and explaining the reason why he didn't have his trousers on, so people just saw that video of him walking down the road in a daze with his trousers down. Now, had you looked carefully at the photograph, you would have seen that he was doing everything in his power to not expose himself. But even after her telling the whole story, people were still saying bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. Like, it just, the lack of intelligence from some
it's
people.
Scary.
It really is.
Scary. So, as we said, we spoke to Jennifer on that recent episode of Opinions Matter, and another one of our listeners contacted us today. And unlike Jennifer, this woman doesn't want to be identified. She has asked us to disguise her voice. And the reason for that is because she's afraid of the kickback, which we've seen even against Jennifer and her video, with people saying lots of very negative stuff. Anyway, so she sent a voice note to us earlier on. And just to set the scene, this lady with her child was at the playground when that man walked past, the Indian man walked past. She was in the playground, and she is going to tell us the whole story of what she witnessed.
You need to listen to this very carefully, because this is the only place you're going to hear a first-hand account of what happened that day. So it's very, what I find strange about this whole thing is that there was very few videos of the event. I've only seen one video of the whole event, and that was the video of your man driving by in the car, and I'm sure he feels like a bloody idiot at this
point. He probably doesn't. Get out of our stay.
Yeah, get out of our country, go back home. Driving by the car, and he sees the man
covered in blood,
his own blood, walking down the street, literally in a daze after getting six bells of shite kicked out of him. And all your man, rather than helping him, your man rolls down the window, get out of my estate, get out of our country, go home. What an absolute brain dead moron. But that's the only video that has appeared.
It is, yep. So yesterday with Jennifer's story, she was able to tell us that this was an innocent man attacked for no reason, and she cared for him and got him brought to hospital and so on. The story we're about to hear actually is before he was attacked.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
So have a listen to her story. We have disguised her voice and we're calling her Jane. And if you want to react, you can send us a WhatsApp to 085-825-2626. So this lady, Jane, was in the playground on Saturday evening.
Hi, so I just wanted to send this voice note because I'm still so heartbroken about what happened on Saturday in Kilnamani. There's loads of mixed stories going around. Basically, I was in the playground with my little child. I went up at 5 p.m. I was there for over an hour. Usually I hate bringing my child to the playground on a Saturday afternoon and evening because it was pajamas, but on this occasion it was absolutely empty. There was a couple of people that I know that came and left with their grandkids, but I was there for over an hour. At one stage, my daughter was on the swings and I seen the groups that were there. So there was a group, I'm going to say, of maybe 15 boys on the bench behind the swing and another 10 on the bench just below. There were two girls in the playground that were talking to the boys and they were just chit-chatting. Two of the youngsters had steel bars. Now, these steel bars, the only way I can describe it are like bars that you would put in your wardrobe, you know, them hanging bars. But they were just hitting trees and messing and, you know, being little tow rags, but nothing that they were screaming at each other or anything violent, I would have said at the time, to flag. They were vaping and stuff. Now, I live locally, and although I wouldn't know every single teenager in the area, I would know a couple of them and the groups, and I didn't recognise them. They weren't coming from the Dunsway or the Lewis, they were coming down, say, as if they got off Belgard Lewis stop and kind of all meeting up there at the playground. So they're walking down. I assume maybe they take off the Lewis up to Belgard and walk down. I don't know, but I didn't recognise any of them. At the time, they were like fighting with one of the girls because I think one of them had taken a video of the girl or something, but they weren't messing at the time anyways. They did have the steel bars that they were hitting trees and stuff like that. It was very rare for to be at that time nobody walking around. So next of all, I seen your man, the poor fella, the Indian fella who was walking past. He walked past the playground. He was in a pair of shorts, his jacket, absolutely fine. He walked past the playground and then started to walk slowly. Now, slowly, I would say, as in wary of his surroundings, because obviously their groups kind of all over of young fellas. At the time, them young fellas did not shout anything at that fella whatsoever. Nothing. As the man walked past, the the fellas all kind of gather together and start walking. And one of the people on the other bench shouts over and says, "Where are you going?" And one of the fellas shouts back, "We're going to get a foreigner." Now, it still breaks my heart now because I didn't clock that that's what they were going to do. Like, bear in mind, anyways, if I did clock it, I'm with my child in the playground on my own, I'm not going to do anything. But they didn't slur anything wrong. As he was walking past, they just started to gather. So I went and left home, and then I seen a picture of one of the neighbours who had put up a picture of loads of guards at the roundabout. And then I seen, the first video I had seen was a video of a man in his car with the caption "Kill a man," and the poor man was covered in blood. He was clearly trying to pull down his t-shirt and whatever, and they were saying, "Get out of Kill a man." I seen people who were from the area, right, he was exposing himself in the playground, etc. How was he exposing himself in the playground? I must have been in the playground for over an hour and there was nobody. As I left, there was one American mother coming in with her two children, and when I was there, there was a grandfather and his two kids that were on the swing, the large swing thing. But other than that, it was very rare. That's what I'm saying, that I could take all in, that there was very little people there. I was there for over an hour. Not once did this man come into the playground. He walked from Dunn's, walking over towards the Lewis stop. Obviously, I didn't see the actual assault, but I mean, they had said to their friends they're going to get a foreigner. They had two steel bars. Do you know what? It's breaking my heart at this stage because I'm not brave enough to go and put myself and my story forward online because I just know what people are like. But the amount of people in the area that had shared the bad story without hearing that. And to be honest myself, if I was sat at home and I watched that video of someone calling a scumbag and I wasn't in the playground, you might assume it, how dangerous social media is. But when I seen that woman's story coming forward and she's saying a gang of lads and they obviously had something, I knew exactly, like, that is what happened. I seen these group of lads, they had said to their friend they were going to get a foreigner. It breaks my heart that I really didn't clock that they were going to actually go and attack a foreigner, because like I said, they literally let him walk past, like, they didn't shout any slurs at him or anything. I don't know if they were meeting more friends at the roundabout, because I did hear that there was like 30 of them and only about, I'm going to say 15 of them left from the benches at the playground. But one of them had a little scrambler bike, two of them had steel poles. It's horrific, it really is. Like, I think these young people nowadays actually forget how many Irish are living in every different country. But you know, it's really breaking my heart to hear stories going around about, and everybody's different input. Well, I heard this and I heard that and I heard this. Like, no, I challenge anybody to say that you were there, because I was literally the only one in the playground with my child. Seeing your mom walk past, I was there for over an hour. It's honestly disgraceful, it really is. And my heart is broken, and I'm actually not brave enough to go on the radio and talk, because I just know that this channel can go so far the opposite way. But I just feel like I had to say it on some sort of platform, and I really hope that man is okay.
So that lady was in the playground. She saw the man, the Indian man, walk past. He slowed down because he was conscious of his surroundings and the fact that there was a gang of teenagers there. And she saw the man walk. He didn't do anything. He walked. And then some of the young fellas said, "We're going to get a foreigner." And off they went, and they literally got the foreigner. They went and beat the absolute shit out of him. And then Jennifer, who came across the scene afterwards, the lady that we spoke to on a recent podcast.
And people seem to be obsessed that this woman who we're calling Jane wanted her voice disguised. Jesus Christ, lads, have you any cop on? She's literally, she lives not far from the area. She has a child that she brings to the playground, and you think she wants to come on and give her name, give out her address? Is that what you want? Even the fact that she spoke to us like that. Did you see the trolls saying that we're after getting someone, that's an actor doing that?
Yeah, I did.
Can you actually believe that? That woman is 150% real. We've been talking to that woman all day. She contacted us. We did not contact her. She is a mother of a young child. She lives in the area and she is terrified of that gang.
Now, in just a moment, we're going to be speaking again to Jennifer, who was the focus of yesterday's podcast, to get her reaction to that eyewitness.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, as we mentioned, Jennifer is the lady that we spoke to on a recent podcast and telling her whole story after a video that she put up went viral. And Jennifer is on the line again. Jennifer, what's your reaction to that voice note?
Do you know what? I'm genuinely so moved. This is just the most incredible act that this woman has done. I completely, completely support her wanting to remain anonymous. There is no issue in that. That doesn't take away any credibility. Mm-hmm. Anybody who is from the area will know that what this woman has described can only have been described by an eyewitness.
Absolutely, 100%.
You know, she knows where the benches are. She knows where the swings are. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't know that if you are an actor or if you have made up this story or you've been told to say it. This woman has very evidently been there in this situation, and she also has that man. The victim could have come from anywhere, okay, because he was only ever seen at the roundabout by me after being attacked, but I now know where he lives. So for her to have described where he walked from, like, again, is more proof of the genuinity of her story.
Yeah, no, but the thing is here, Jennifer, the thing is here, and we've been seeing it on our Facebook page over the last 24 hours, is that even after you coming on and telling the story, and even after this woman as well backing up your story, and as you said, there's no way she could have known that without being there. There are certain people, a very small minority, that still won't believe it, won't believe it because it doesn't fit their narrative. And that's why they don't believe it. They don't believe it because it's something they don't want to hear. They don't want to believe that we now live in a city where there was a group of people, and I can't remember, forgive me for not remembering what Jane exactly said, her quote, what she heard those young fellas saying, which is, we're going to get a foreigner. So a group of young fellas armed with weapons said, we're going to get, that is absolutely, that's terrifying.
That's disturbing. Yeah, it is. It's disturbing. Like, it is. Like, if you watch that in a film, it would be a gasp moment, you know, where you go, oh, Jesus Christ, like, kids don't talk like that. Like, that's shock factor right there. But that is real life. And that is what this woman witnessed. And more so, that is what happened. Like, they followed through, not just mouthy, not just, you know, egging each other on and talking shy to each other. They followed through and they went after that innocent man and they absolutely brutally assaulted him. And genuinely, it's an awful world that we live in where we have to completely defend the innocent and nobody wants to focus on the guilty. And everybody wants to defend the guilty. But for her to have come forward now and to be from the area and to have been brave enough to tell her story, hopefully yesterday and my video and everybody else who is now kind of speaking out, there is change. I know Jeremy says, like, you can't change these people and they're this and they're that and they haven't a brain cell, I think was your quote yesterday. But maybe we don't waste our energy on them. Maybe we focus on the people who are, you know, on the fence, who don't know what to believe, who aren't sure, who don't really like getting the videos, who don't know what messages to send on.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you said yourself, you happened upon this man after the incident, so you didn't see the incident. This lady from that message saw the before the attack and saw young fellas armed with iron bars, and they said we're going to get a foreigner.
But it's gas, and I don't mean this in a funny way. What's gas about it is that when you spoke to us yesterday, people were messaging us saying, oh, we only have her word to go for it. How come there's no witnesses? We want to hear from witnesses. So we get a witness. Well, we didn't get him. She came forward. We have a witness on here who's literally telling us word for word exactly what she witnessed in that park, and then they still won't buy it. So even after getting the witness on to say, oh no, fake news, like, it really
you guys rang me and asked me to come on and talk, yesterday, which I was willing to do. This woman has voluntarily, because of the absolute completely disturbing scenes that she saw in the aftermath, has voluntarily contacted you and come forward. And that goes to show that, like, people do have hearts, and this story is touching people and it is changing people's minds. And you know what? If you were part of the wrong mentality before you knew the facts, then that's okay. It's better to be wrong than it is to continue on being, you know, 100%.
And maybe this whole story will be a bit of an eye-opener for people who always assume the foreigners are the wrong ones. I saw another guy, don't know who he is, some campaigner. Did you see that video yesterday? The drug addict fella, or former drug addict, walking around the streets of Dublin. We don't want them here. Oh. We shouldn't have been attacked, but we don't want them here.
Yeah.
I know.
Oh, honestly, I just.
But you know, somebody commented under the video and said, "Who is taking this person's opinion? You know, like, where is the credibility in this? Like, and we don't have to listen to that. We don't have to. And you don't have to listen to me either. You know, like, it works both ways. He doesn't have to listen to me and he doesn't have to have my opinion. But we don't have to be suckered in by these people who shout louder and who are more aggressive and who are, you know, passionate in their cause. If we can't find evidence to the truth of what they are saying, then we need to start standing up and questioning what we are being fed.
Absolutely, 100%. Jennifer, stay with me for just 1 second. Laura, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Laura?
Not too bad, thanks very much.
Now, what did you want to say on this? What's your reaction to hearing that message and that woman witnessing those young fellas saying, we're going to get a foreigner?
Look, I just think, you know, fair play to that, that girl for coming forward. You know, it takes a lot of bravery. And, like, you know, Jennifer as well, sharing her story and stuff like that as well. I'm from Tallaght. I live in Tallaght. I'm raising my family in Tallaght. I'm also an organiser for Dublin South West Together, which is a community group in Tallaght as well. You know, and I just think it's amazing that, like, the community are coming back and telling the story as it happened. They were there. It's not believing on social media. They're not, like, you know, just whipping up the you know, seeing a post being shared and saying, oh, that's real and stuff like that. So fair play to them. And I just want to say as well that the community in Kildemanna are having a community standout on Friday, where Jennifer came across that man. And we just want the whole community that, you know, reject the violence and the racism and the hate and stuff, to come out and show their support.
Oh, that's fantastic to hear. That really is.
And you know what? I haven't seen any, just in case people from Kildemanna are worried about this, I haven't seen any commentary anywhere saying that the people of Kildemanna are condoning what happened.
No, of course not.
Absolutely not. Anything I've seen from Kildemanna, they're all condemning, and rightfully so, that disgusting, disgusting thing that happened on Saturday.
Jennifer, what's your reaction to that, the community is coming together to basically stand against this sort of thing?
Yeah, it's brilliant. Laura contacted me and she told me about it. And I think it's what people need. It's something tangible. It's not sitting in your house looking on your phone or listening, no offense, to a podcast or a radio or a television. It's out there. It's real life. It's people and it's connecting with each other and it's sharing stories. And it's also a visible support for people to be able to see that they're not alone in their community with not wanting hate. You know, not a long time ago, but, you know, it used to be drug pushers out, like, you know, and the communities would get together. And there's power in that. There's power in everybody having a collective thought and wanting to be able to voice it without fear.
Ladies, sorry for coming across you, ladies. I don't know if you saw this post that was posted on a Facebook group called Tallaght Says No to iPass Centres. And I'll just read it out here because you'd both be interested in this, especially you, Jennifer. And this is, I said, the Facebook page is called Tallaght Says No to More iPass. And it says, is there anyone from Kildemanna that can back up that woman's description of an alleged stabbing of, and they put in inverted commas, a poor man going to his temple by bad Irish teenagers? Because it sounds like more propaganda, a hit piece against the Irish. Surely there must be more witnesses if this did happen. Trial by social media, are there two sides to this story? And that was posted, as I said, on that group, Tallaght Says No to iPass. Well, to that group, and I'm sure you'll get wind of this podcast, we have witness. We've just spoken to a witness. But does that
enough? And that witness said she was the only person in the playground. There was a gang of teenagers around. So anybody who says that they saw something at the playground of anybody behaving inappropriately, that's absolute lies.
But what would you... Yeah. Let me get both, because you're both local ladies. What would your response be to the person who put that on Tallaght Says No to iPass Centres? basically saying there must be two sides to the story. Not believing your story, Jennifer, to be honest.
Like, that page has been around for a long time. Since a building that was potentially going to be an IPAS centre but isn't going to be, they protested outside day and night and stuff like that, saying that they were angry at the government but yet standing outside. They've done it in other centres around Talis, protesting outside families, family hubs, etc., and things like that. So, you know, they're there for a long time. They're stoking up the hate and stuff. And there was another building near Kildamana as well that they jumped on a bandwagon that it was going to be an IPAS centre when it was actually just getting renovated. So, you know, they're not going to believe Jennifer, because their mindset is that foreigners are here to harm us and stuff, whereas like we're the most of the community in Talla, majority of the community in Talla are very much the same. If someone lives here, they belong here.
And Jennifer, your reaction to that?
I don't think you can change the mindset of those people who are so deeply ingrained in their belief system. You know, the truth is you can put evidence in front of those people and then they choose not to believe it. So there really isn't anything that you can do there. That's deeper rooted issues, you know, other than the surface one that's kind of being
expressed.
But I don't
get, Jennifer, I don't get, what would you possibly have to gain by making that story up? That you, like, you were on the podcast for about 40 minutes.
Yeah.
That other woman who contacted us, Jane, who we just listened to a few moments ago, what would either of you have to gain?
Nothing whatsoever.
By making
nothing whatsoever.
No, and this is the thing, like, I mean, it's brought, like, don't get me wrong, it's brought a lot of kind of awareness. It's brought positivity as far as people sending comments to the video and stuff like that. But also, it's brought a huge amount of stress to me, you know, and that's not to in any way minimise what happened to the man, the innocent victim. But, like, me speaking out and me stopping and, like, that's actually just caused a lot of stress for me. That's the truth, right? That's not an issue. But what I'm saying is,
that's obviously one of the reasons. That's obviously one of the reasons that that lady, Jane, wanted her voice disguised and would only let us publish it if we disguised her voice. Let me just ask you two final questions. Laura, tell us again about this get-together on Friday.
Yeah, so it's at the Tree Park Roundabout in Kildamana at 6:30. And it's a community standout, so it's just for a place for the community to come and stand in solidarity with the victim and, you know, show, I suppose, the people like the Talla Says No More IPAS centres that they're in a minority and we're the majority.
Okay, very good. And the very best of luck with that. And Jennifer, just finally, do you have any word on how that man is, how his recovery is going? Have you heard anything?
Yeah, I talked to him kind of throughout the day. We text and stuff like that. I'm hoping to get to see him today or tomorrow. I'm trying to just, like, protect him even now, truth be told, you know. He's completely traumatised. I don't think there's any question that he would and will be for an extremely long time. His actual injuries are still very bad. He's still back in hospital again today. And that, genuinely, that's concerning. And it's not something that's ever going to go away for that man. When his skin heals, his mental scars will forever be there.
Well, again, as I said to you yesterday several times, you have my utmost admiration and indeed for keeping in contact with that man and caring for his recovery. And please send our regards on behalf of the decent people that listen to the Opinions Matter podcast. Jennifer, thanks very much indeed for talking to us again. And thank you, all of you, for listening to this latest episode of Opinions Matter. If you enjoyed the podcast, please hit subscribe or follow, click on the bell icon on Spotify, and you'll be notified every time we upload a new episode. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.